Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this terrific Thursday, April 9th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Was Lebanon included in the ceasefire? Well, according to Vice President J.D. Vance and Bibi Netanyahu of Israel, Lebanon not included in the ceasefire. Israel continued to bomb Beirut, Lebanon, going after Hamas and other Hezbollah leaders in that country. Well, Iran claims it was included in the deal. And because of that, they will not honor the terms of the ceasefire and will then start to re-shut down the Strait of Hormuz. Donald Trump's not happy. Tomorrow, Vice President J.D. Vance, Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, and another cabinet member will be attending a meeting with Iran negotiators in Pakistan. Very interesting that they are going to do this sit down, as it appears the ceasefire terms are not clear. Ceasefire unreasonable by Iran? Is there breaking statements coming out of Tehran, Iran right now? One of the things that's very interesting, Tehran, they don't have a clear understanding of the deal, accusing both the United States, but most importantly, Israel, is violating the terms of the ceasefire. Well, they're moving forward with the negotiations tomorrow in Pakistan. Now, another component to this is the fact that Congress is out of session in Washington, D.C. Well, Minority Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says that the Democrats will be pushing in the Senate for a vote on the Wars Power Resolution. The Wars Power Resolution from 1973, with Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, Republican, he claims it's unconstitutional. The Wars Power Act, unconstitutional. Well, Jeffries, the minority leader, in the House is also going to be calling for a vote on it next week in the House chamber. Well, right now, Vice President J.D. Vance is suggesting that Iran's leaders agree more than disagree on the settlement agreement. Claims that final details can be worked out at this meeting in Pakistan tomorrow. So we'll see where this all goes. We'll see what happens. But right now, Iran says they're violating the ceasefire. Was Lebanon included or wasn't it? That's the decision that has to be made. Negotiations tomorrow. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Back to Michigan. Former Republican Governor Rick Snyder put out a series of long-term and good government recommendations. Snyder working with the nonprofit group Making Government Accountable. Snyder is making some recommendations that would put the governor's office and the legislature under the public records law, that is the FOIA law, Freedom of Information Act. He's also calling for eliminating, quote, opaque earmarks, quote unquote, and introducing career options to students very early on in their K through 12 experience. Cutting taxes, moving from seat time requirements to competency-based learning for the public schools, further integration of physical and behavioral health services are just three of the 53 recommendations being made by the former governor. Titling his recommendations report as the 2026 Michigan Roadmap. It's broken down into 10 long-term policy categories. Includes education, community safety, government transparency, and mental health. Snyder says the goal here is that we want to share this with every candidate that we can, asking them to embrace it. Or better yet, as a joke, Snyder said, why don't you just go ahead and plagiarize it? If you like these ideas, take ownership of them. Feel free to do more research, but start talking and presenting them, Snyder said. He said the recommendations gives legislators and candidates something positive to talk about as to what they can do to make Michigan a better state. Snyder said in an interview with MERS News Service that he was told that the ideas were good when they released them during the 2024 election cycle. We got some feedback and decided to update the recommendations. He said that people told him they wished more political operatives conducted their campaigns with these constructive ideas. Snyder said not everyone agreed with the ideas, but at least it was creating a dialogue around a subject that could turn out with positive results. Good ideas stand out. They don't have to be labeled as a Republican or a Democrat idea. He said the concepts he presented in the report were not often getting the attention they deserved or even action by the legislature. Governor Snyder went on to say that he didn't want to point to any specific bills or legislation that is being talked about right now in the legislature, but he felt it was an example of what he had in the report needed to be conveyed. Actually, Snyder says, quote, I want them to take the credit. Use this report to create positive action. No blame, no credit. All we're looking for is something to happen. This is about creating a better general environment with all this good stuff to make it happen. He said he would like to continue doing his research report for future cycles to be able to inject a bit of positivity into the elections. Snyder says, I believe there's still way too much negativity, lack of civility, and I view this as one of the islands of hopeful positivity, rationality, and civility in a political world that needs more of this. said Snyder. So, continuing on with these other stories from Lansing. This is an interesting case. A healthcare provider was accused of deliberately denying a Michigan inmate a medically necessary surgery. Inmate Cochise Jackson presented evidence at a trial that CHS Texas, formerly known as Corizon Healthcare, and its successor, YesCare, denied him surgery because it was cheaper to force him to live with a colostomy bag in prison, where he was subjected to physical abuse by other inmates, according to his attorney, Jonathan Marco. Well, during the trial, the attorney said the jury saw enough. They watched all of it. They went in to consider the verdict, and they came out with a $307.6 million verdict against the healthcare provider. A billion-dollar company who makes a profit by bilking the taxpayers faced the music today. The evidence showed the company spent decades making calculated decisions based on profit versus the lives of the prisoners. Well, today the jury said no corporation is above the law. The attorney said evidence presented at the trial showed that the company cut medical care, including here in the state of Michigan, by 75% of Michigan's prisoners, saving hundreds of millions of dollars on the backs of people with no ability to walk out and to find a different doctor. Marco said the company instructed its own nurses and doctors never to write the word denied in a patient's chart, replacing it, though, with a euphemism, quote, alternative treatment plan recommended, end quote. The attempt was to specifically hide what was going on from the courts and the regulators. Other examples here in the state of Michigan, Marco said cancer patients were denied chemotherapy. Patients as prisoners were having daily seizures, were denied neurological referrals. And HIV-positive prisoners went without their medication. Testimony showed that one Corizon physician told a prisoner to his face, "You'll never get your colonoscopy reversed in MDOC, Michigan Department of Corrections, because it's simply too expensive." Colostomy reversed. Unbelievable. Marco also said one doctor testified she was told to make a patient showing signs of a heart attack, make him comfortable, quote, and let him die, end quote. Well, the main plaintiff in the case said he had spent years incarcerated with a colostomy bag he never needed and was even denied surgery that would cost less than $1,000. This forced him to have to scoop feces out of his skin and bag because they would never give him new supplies. That's disgusting. Isaac Lefkowitz, owner of the enterprise, repeatedly invoked the Fifth Amendment. which meant he didn't specifically answer any questions as the witness went on the stand. MERS News Service reached out to Likovich for a comment, and we were unsuccessful. So, kind of an interesting case, the treatment of prisoners here in Michigan. Kind of interesting. Let's see. Let's see. Did we cover that story? I think we did. Let's move on to this other one. Do we have enough time? Short memorial to announce. John McNamara. He was the vice president of government affairs for the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association. Died Wednesday at the age of 40 years old. Members of the state political lobbying communities remembered him as a hardworking lover of Michigan State University. He also loved Bell's Two-Hearted Ale and took trips to East Lansing, Harrison's Roadhouse. MERS found out that he was following a year-long battle with a rare brain tumor. McNamara died after new medical developments occurred unexpectedly. McNamara just turned 40 back on March the 3rd. Members said that this was a battle lost that John McNamara never even saw coming. It was just hard to realize how quickly this tumor took his life, said Fred Scheibel, Western Michigan University's assistant vice president for government relations. We hosted the forum many times at our university and celebrated his achievements while working in Lansing. Fred Scheibel, one of McNamara's best friends, said he first met him ahead of a downtown parade organized by the Saline Community Fair Board. McNamara was working for Republican candidate Mark Oment at the time, who flipped a state house seat from Washtenaw County from blue to red back in 2010. Tribal said, "We were at City Hall on the street lining up to go into the campaign for Mark's campaign, and there was this redheaded whisper snapper who was very insistent on needing to know where to go and when to start," Scheibel said, and there he was. That was John McNamara. He'll be remembered as a great guy and a strong contributor to government affairs in Lansing. So, dead at the age of 40. Wow. A rare brain tumor. Final half hour of today's show. Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. While appearing at a rally Tuesday with controversial podcaster Hassan Piker, Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed is making news again for leading a profanity-laced anti-ICE chant. El-Sayed held a couple of rallies in Michigan Tuesday with Piker. Piker has made inflammatory comments regarding Israel, Jewish people, and made claims that rape is okay and America. America deserved 9/11. Bookkeeping problems in Grand Traverse County have county commissioners on edge. The county treasurer's office has again failed to reconcile its bank accounts within 30 days. Auditors flagged the failure after the 2024 audit and told the county to fix it. The office was expected to be current by last November. As of this month, the books are still not caught up. County Treasurer James Callahan blames understaffing as one reason for the delay. He says that the books will reconcile after the audit. More Michigan.